Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. I appeal to history, protested Napoleon Bonaparte as he was shipped off to final exile on St. Helena. History's ultimate judgment is still out on the diminutive Corsican, but I submit that from a culinary standpoint, he deserves our gratitude. That's because were it not for Napoleon, one of the world's greatest indulgences might never have been invented. I'm referring to Nutella, that remarkable chocolate and hazelnut spread that in Europe is considered not just a food, but, as one of the founders of World Nutella Day puts it, a way of life. It's a veritable cultural icon, not unlike peanut butter in this country. Worldwide, however, Nutella outsells all brands of peanut butter combined. Traditionally, it's spread on bread and served as an after-school snack. The French love to eat it rolled up in crepes, sold on the streets at little stands characteristically decorated with distinctive Nutella jars. A couple of years ago, in celebration of Nutella, Parisians set up a temporary cafe that featured nothing but dishes made with the stuff. It was the hottest table in town, and people started lining up before 7 a.m. to get in. Though Nutella was invented only as recently as the 1940s, its precursor, a paste made of roasted hazelnuts and cocoa powder, goes back to the 1800s. And that's where Napoleon comes in. He imposed a naval blockade that made chocolate scarce in Turin, the chocolate capital of Italy, prompting local confectioners to prove that necessity really is the mother of invention by stretching their limited supplies with the region's plentiful hazelnuts. The result turned out to be addictive. Then along came Pietro Ferrero, who came up with the idea for a spreadable version of the stuff. Ultimately, he named it Nutella. Called the Good Blob by Italian food writer Gigi Padovani, people have been going, well, nuts over it ever since. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.